I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An ISIS splinter group has claimed Sunday's church bombing in Cairo. That bombing killed 25 Coptic Christians and injured 49, many of them critically. Sat7 CEO Terry Ascott observed,
"Attackers know there are large numbers of people assembled together in a confined space. There are tactical and psychological reasons for such an attack being carried out at the beginning of the Advent season."
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, and Ascott says their team has been providing special programming to give voice to the grief, as well as to provide hope and comfort. More importantly, this is a time when the church gets to show its loving side.
When Christians pray for their enemies and forgive their enemies in public, as happened in many incidents in the past. So we do pray that this will also add to the weight of witness.
In Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India has a matching grant opportunity this month. See, every dollar donated to their children's Bible clubs will be matched. Mission India's Eric Morsehead shares the story of how one kid was impacted. His name is Omar.
Mission India launched a children's Bible club in Omar's community, and he joined it, wanted to hang out and meet some new friends. And by doing so, leaders helped him every day with his homework. And so gradually Omar learned to learn and became better in school, and his parents were just so blown away, partly through his experience with the Children's Bible Club. The leaders, they introduced him to Jesus. Just the transformation of Omar's heart began to take place, and one day during the Bible program, he received Christ.
Your gift can help change the lives of other kids like Omar. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ, because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Find the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.